Some of the nation's most influential newspapers have supported President Bush's hardline stance against Iraq. Editorials in papers such as the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post even have agreed that the U.S. should go it alone in Iraq if necessary. But a survey indicates these newspapers are in the minority. Editor and publisher, a media trade journal, recently surveyed editorials in newspapers across the country. Greg Mitchell is the magazine's editor.
Surprisingly, we found that about two-thirds of the top 50 papers that we surveyed have expressed extreme caution about the war. I think we went into it feeling that because most of the larger papers, including the LA Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and so forth, had been more supportive of the war, we thought we would see more support out in the hinterlands. And instead, we found skepticism to this war.
Did you see any patterns in terms of geography, size of city, that sort of thing?
Well, of course, the image that is often laid out is that the big city papers are more liberal and more democratic and so forth. And surprisingly, we found that of the top 10 papers in circulation, only the New York Times and USA Today have expressed a lot of skepticism about the war.
Any big surprises in your survey?
The public doubts about the war surfaced really before the newspaper and media doubts. I think it's one of the few cases I've ever seen where in the polls, the public was expressing strong skepticism about this and ahead of the press. Usually the press is the ones, for better or worse, planting the doubts and exploring the negative side of things and raising questions. In this case, the press, I think, was somewhat asleep, and that the public really, as shown in the polls in the past month, was really ahead of the media. And I think the media is really trying to catch up now.
I wonder if the editorials are reflecting that, if in fact they're following the public.
Well, I think to an extent, but we did find that editorials going back to the beginning of the month and the end of December did express doubts about this war. And I think one theory I would have is that because of the trend we found that the larger city papers tended to support the war and the smaller city papers tended to be skeptical, was that the further you get from Washington, Los Angeles, New York, the more you find the cities extremely concerned about budget cuts, tremendous economic problems around the country, problems with school cutbacks and service for the elderly and so forth. And I think people out there are a little more concerned about the economic side of this and sort of saying, is this really worth the long-term billions, perhaps tens of billions of dollars that are going to have to be spent on a war and on an occupation of Iraq? So I think it's somewhat the people out in the hinterlands may be a little more in touch with the range of issues that the war raises.
Greg Mitchell is the editor of Editor and Publisher magazine.